As we adjourn, let me once again thank all of our guests from across the world who have come here to be a part of this and to wish all the parties well. Let me thank those who spoke today for their contributions to the peace process. Let me say a special word of thanks to the members of Congress who have come here from both parties, including both Jewish Americans and Arab Americans represented in our United States Congress, for their support of the United States' effort. And let me close with this simple thought. As the Cold War has given way to a global village, in which the enemies of peace are many and dispersed all across the world, United States is honored and obligated to be a force for peace from Northern Ireland to Southern Africa, from Bosnia to Haiti, to reducing the nuclear threat and the threat of biological and chemical weapons, to fighting against terrorism and organized crime. But this is special, for it is in this place that those of us who believe that the world was created by, is looked over by, and ultimately will be accountable to one great God, all of us came from there. Whether we find that wisdom in the Torah or the Quran or the Christian Holy Bible, if we could all learn in that place to find the secret of peace, then perhaps the dream of peace on earth can truly be realized. Thank you, and God bless you all.